This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
So, Kyle, you know how there are lots of organizations in the community that help the community?
Yes. We put spotlights on them as often as we can.
Yes. Well, a lot of them are nonprofits, and I think sometimes it's easy to forget that they need help being able to help other people. I bring this up because last week, Seven Hills Homeless Center had put this list on their Facebook page about some supplies that they were needing because they were really low on certain things because, you know, they have a food pantry and then just clothing and
shampoo,
different
toiletries,
all sorts of things. And so yesterday I had Michael Drager, the brand relations director at Seven Hills, stop by. And one of the things I asked him was, you know, how do you know when it's time to ask for help?
Well, as far as that inventory tracking method, no. Our director of our day center, Cynthia, has been doing it for so long that she just has a feel for what's going on. And so she's very resourceful in knowing what to get and how to get it and look at stuff and go, yeah, this is what's going on. So that's pretty much how we gauge it. But then she's just really good at her job. So it's her, I guess, gut feeling where she just kind of knows what's happening. Of course, you can't control who comes in.
Right.
You don't have, you know, the day we had a record number of 160 people come in one day. Well, that's a lot of people to take care of. And so that probably wiped out a lot of our surplus. And so that's why the immediate response of, hey, we need some stuff quickly.
It does seem like it would be hard to plan for something like that when you don't know how many guests you're going to have.
Right. Yeah. When you don't know, I mean, we kind of have a record of being able to know what we did last year at this time. So mm-hmm. we kind of know an average, but it is hard to figure out what's going on. You might have a whole new set of people coming in that have never been to the center that needed help, that either got laid off or mm-hmm. evicted or whatever, that might need help. So, yeah, sometimes it's hard to judge and keep track of that, but we do our best.
Any particular reason why you think you had that record day?
No.
It just happens.
Yeah, it just happens. You know, I think on average we see about 110 people a day. So the extra 50 for that day is mm-hmm. Who knows. But typically the last day of the month on Friday, the last Friday of the month is our busiest usually because that's when bus passes are handed out. That's when those kinds of things happen. So obviously more people come in for services that may not be homeless mm-hmm. but need transportation so they know they can get bus passes, which we work with ORT on that. Mm-hmm. So that obviously is a record day for us. Not record day, but that's a higher volume day. Plus we also serve, that's our Friday. Mm-hmm. Every Friday we serve the meal at Seven Hills. Other days we work in the community with the Episcopal Church, First Baptist, and First United Methodist to do the meals, community meals program. So we're in a cooperative on that. Mm-hmm. So Fridays for us are always busier, and especially the last Friday of the month.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you guys need?
We always, always, always need socks. Mm-hmm. That's always a need. You can imagine living in an environment that's not clean.
Sure.
Obviously, your socks are always dirty.
Absolutely.
We always need tents, tarps. Those things are high priority as far as just major items, those things. But then convenience food is always something we need. And if you think about it, most people that live in the situations that they are in, they don't have refrigerators, can openers, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So pop-top convenience food is typically what we hand out mostly. Not the healthiest thing in the world, but if you have the choice of not eating or eating, then that's what you go with. So that's always staple needs that we have. Obviously, it changes with season.
Right.
With this cold season coming up, sweatshirts, coats, jackets, those things are always needed. And then just general help of monetary Walmart gift cards that we supplement for people. One of the newest thing we started with our GED classes. And so we have a van of people that for the first time have taken the opportunity to get their GED.
Okay.
Well, they need food during the day because it's a full day class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so those are extra things that have come our way that we didn't have before.
Right.
And so when you're trying to change the lifestyle of people that are in these situations, that requires more work and more stuff. And so sometimes that might require more needs or more food. Those situations.
I know people tend to think of giving during the holiday season, which is coming up. So do you guys find that you do tend to be lower with supplies the rest of the year?
Typically, people are more giving during the holiday season, and that's normal. That's the American culture we live in. But from January through the summer, it gets pretty lean, especially in the summer. Mm-hmm. People take off, you know, vacations, right, and they're done. So their minds are elsewhere because their life is busy as well. So a lot of times the donations we get from now till December hold us through those tight months in the spring and summer. But yeah, everybody's more aware of the issue around the holidays. And it's funny because people, they think in terms of, well, it's cold outside. What do the homeless people do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do? Mm-hmm. You're cold. You're hot in the summer. And then it doesn't change because they're homeless. It's they're hot and they're cold. And if it's rainy, it's rainy. And so sometimes it's, that's just a start for us, is educating people and understanding that our philosophy as an organization is that we're trying to end the cycle of homelessness. So sometimes it begins with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or begins with a simple food item. But our goal is always to meet them where they're at and take them further down the road should they choose to do so. And so sometimes that's a lot more work involved. But it always starts with food or meeting a basic need, which is that's just humanity and dignity.
Michael Drager is the Brand Relations Director at Seven Hills Homeless Center in Fayetteville, and I spoke to him yesterday. If you want to make donations, you can go make those at the Day Center, which is located at 1555 West Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Fayetteville. It's just behind Sud's Car Wash. And for an updated list, you can go to facebook.com/7, that's the number 7, Hills Center.